You're a family man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm sure you want to go off and do your own thing. Do you ever find yourself lying about your food intake? You're like, hey, listen, you're going to cook dinner. I'm going to go house a steak somewhere else and I'll come back and eat your dinner. Do you have any fat food stories?
No, the only thing that I tend to do is when my friend Ginge comes over. Mm-hmm. We have one particular night where we call it Fat B night. So we'll go and we'll just order like we'll find somewhere that has the biggest pizza, and then we'll order like wings and
mozzarella sticks.
Anything that's just horrible.
Doesn't it hurt your stomach?
Yeah, terribly. And we'll sit there and they're like, you know, we'll pick a couple of movies and stuff. We'll get some beers and we'll just sit there and just house and drink and stuff and that. But we've done it for years. Like, even when I lived back in England, we would do it like once a week or
That's how a lot of people... Once a week?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe that's once how every people couple of weeks. Were like, I'm going to... Tomorrow I start a diet. It's going to be a life change. It's not a diet. It's going to be a life change. So we got to get it all in today.
Yeah.
And then after a week, they give up and they're like, okay.
Yeah. But I said, yeah, once a week, maybe once every couple of
that
weeks.
That is bad. That is a bad thing to do.
Yeah. But just a good time. Could we just chill out and just don't worry about anything else? Just sit there and just veg and just like, you know, it's just one of those things that we do and we've done it for years.
I don't know if we're talking recently. I don't know. That's not really a fat thing. People are going to be like, that's pathetic. I have a real problem when it comes to like trail mix or Walmart has these coconut cashews.
Right.
And so I'll get the bag. And I when I go food shopping, I buy all really healthy food, right? Like a lot of lean and green.
Yep.
And then I get these cashews and I eat them. Like, Mom, like, if I eat them before I get home, it doesn't count. And so I eat 8 servings of coconut cashews on the 15-minute ride from Walmart in Milford to my place in Harrington.
But I find that, my daughter Maisie, she loves like Chinese takeout. Like she loves Chinese takeout, and I am kind of a fan, but not because there's so much like sodium and salt and crap in there, so it just blows you up like a balloon afterwards. But when you
eat Chinese food, you're hungry again. I don't care. I get really full, and then in an hour and a half, I'm starving. It's like I haven't eaten for 3 days.
But the thing is, when you go in there, there's always like. Seems to be like half a dozen different things that I really like, but I can never decide which one I want, so I normally just end up ordering them all.
Just and then get
eat,
them all.
Yeah, and then just end up eating it cold the next day.
My sushi, I lie. I'm like, can you put 3 chopsticks with that? Like, first of all, I'm using my hands, and it's just for me. The joke's on you. What's the fattest thing you've ever done when it comes to food? You can tweet at Petch, name you, or 424-1234 to be part of the show.